Grace you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you felt weak before? And I don't necessarily mean like physically weak, although physically weak can kind of play into it. I mean, have you felt like a weak person before in your life? It's not hard to feel that way. It happens when we face injustice. It happens when we face betrayal. It happens when we are wronged. It happens all the time in our lives. I was reading an online forum this week, and a student was writing, and she wrote that she felt so empty and so alone a lot of the time that right in the middle of class one day, she broke down, seemingly to everybody outside, for no reason whatsoever. A guy wrote on the forum, too. He went in with his boss for a meeting, and he was fired in the meeting, and he said he couldn't get through the conversation without breaking down. Maybe that's not you, though. Maybe you haven't broken down in front of your class or your teacher or your boss or your family or your friends. Maybe you're somebody who to everybody else looks very strong a lot of the time. Psychology Today tells us, though, that looking strong all the time is really another sign of emotional weakness. It's not hard to feel weak. You know, when there's so many things around you that are outside your control, right? It's not hard to feel like a weak person when there's so much stuff going on that you can't do anything about. Paul's letter to the church in Colossae today is a letter to a church in a time of weakness. The church in Colossae, like a lot of churches in the ancient world, was facing persecution, for one thing. And so that meant that not only the church itself as a whole was having trouble, but individual Christians in that church, individual Christians had all kinds of concerns too. Are the neighbors going to say something about what we're doing? Are the Romans going to find out somehow? And on top of that, they had people inside their church that were seeking to draw them away from Christ, draw them away from the true gospel, and they were so good at doing it that the Colossians didn't even know what was going on. They didn't even know what was happening. Have you been in one of those conversations before where somebody like throws out a lot of big words at you, right? You don't really know what they're saying, so you kind of smile and nod and just assume that they know what they're talking about? That's what was going on in Colossae. It happens to be all the time, by the way. It was going on in Colossae. That's what was happening. And people were being drawn away from Christ. And on top of all that stuff, they had the same problems that you and I have in our lives. You know, maybe they didn't look exactly the same, but people were cruel in the ancient world, just like they're cruel today. Sickness took their loved ones in the ancient world, just like it takes our loved ones today. Death broke relationships in the ancient world, just like it breaks relationships today. It's not hard to feel weak when there's so many things going on that are outside your control, right? The question when you're there, the question when you feel weak is always, how do I get strong again? How do I feel strong again? And the bottom line is, you gotta have something that you anchor yourself in. You gotta have something to which you hold fast, right? In our epistle reading for today, Paul uses a plant metaphor. So we're gonna kind of go that direction today too, as we talk about strength and we talk about Christ. And there's this saying, and I think it was Dolly Parton of all people who coined the saying. But the saying is that storms make trees take deeper roots. Storms make trees take deeper roots. Have you heard that before? The idea is when a tree is met with adversity, over time, the way that the tree reacts is by creating mass. In other words, by growing, right? So the roots grow deeper. They go down farther. They get bigger. And it seems like the tree keeps itself from falling. But I don't think that's quite right. I don't think that's exactly how it works. A couple of weeks ago, when we hadn't had rain in a while, I decided, you know, our flower bed had kind of gotten a little bit out of control, right? And the weeds had sort of taken over. And I decided it was a Saturday. I decided that was the day I was going to fix the problem, right? So I went outside, I got my old clothes on, went out to the garden, bent down, grabbed the first weed, and started to pull and, you know, rip right away, right? The whole top comes off, not a single root in my hand. Rats. So I throw it aside onto the lawn so I can mow over it, grab the next one, grab, pull, same thing, rip the whole top, not a single root, throw it aside. The next one, the same thing, the next one, and the next one. It kept happening. I could not get these weeds out of the ground. And it didn't have anything to do with the roots, really. I mean, you pulled a weed before. The roots aren't big. They're not long. There's not even that many of them on a root. The problem was it hadn't rained in a long time. And the soil was way too hard for me to be pulling weeds that particular day. In other words, it didn't have to do with the roots. It had to do completely with the soil. And that's Paul's point in Colossians chapter 2. You are only as strong as the thing into which you are rooted. One thing that happens all the time with trees is this. Now, you've seen this before. Trees end up, I mean, all you got to do is drive up to Grafton, right? After all of our flooding. This happens to trees all the time. This is what floodwaters do. You know, they wash down and they take away the soil, and either the roots are around soil that's so saturated that the soil just washes away, or the tree itself falls because the soil has given way. And that's our lives as well. I mean, anything other than Christ that you are anchored in, this is inevitably what will happen. Ultimately, the soil is going to be washed away, or the storms in your life are going to be so fierce and so frequent that the soil around you is going to get so saturated, whether it's friends or family or work or whatever it is you root yourself in, that stuff is going to get so saturated that you will ultimately just fall over. It's not hard to feel weak when there's so much going on that's outside of our control. And ultimately, any other anchor will give way. And you know why? Because no other anchor can deal with death. No other anchor can deal with death ultimately. So even if whatever you're anchoring yourself in, other than Christ, friends, family, work, whatever it is, even if that stuff can pull you through all the little deaths that we experience in this life, you know, the death of your hopes, the death of your dreams, the death of your goals, the death of your friends, the death of your family. Even if your anchor can pull you through all of that stuff, the day you take your last breath, if you're not anchored in Christ, if you're not rooted in Him, death will topple you over. Because only Jesus solves the problem of our final death. Only a Savior who rises from the dead, who rises over death so that you can live, solves the problem of final death. No one and nothing else can keep you standing when your last moment on this earth comes. Those weeds I pulled up the other week, it took about 24 hours before they were back. Because the roots were still in the soil, right? And that's Christ too. And if Christ can keep you standing, even through ultimate final death, how much more can He keep you strong and solid and steadfast through all the little deaths as well, all the things that happen to us, all the storms that come our way and the floods that wash away our hopes and our goals and our families and our friends, the pouring sheets of rain that threaten to saturate everything around you and topple your entire life. And even if you feel like every stem and branch that you have is ripped out of the ground, you will grow back because your roots are still in the soil. You are strong, and you are steadfast, and you are solid, and you are all of those things because God planted you in His Son. God's call to the church in Colossae and to us also in Colossians chapter 2 is that we should grow, right? Roots grow deeper in the soil because there's nourishment there. So how do we do that? How do we grow? How do we get deeper into the soil? Well, first and foremost, the most important answer is we don't, right? God gives faith, and God always gives growth as well, but he's chosen ways to make that happen. He's chosen means by which we grow. And I'm going to give you three of them this morning, so if you're a note taker, now's the time. Number one is be in the Word. It's pretty simple, be in the Word. The Bible calls the Word of God living and active. That's how the whole world starts. Remember, God says, let there be light, and there is light. God speaks, and things happen. Jesus speaks to the disciples. The disciples speak to the people to whom they're sent. And that's how the Christian faith gets passed down. Be in the Word. That's what holds us together. If you're not taking time to read your Bible every single day, you are missing something. You're missing something. And I know it's hard sometimes. I know it's difficult. You open up the Bible and there's stuff you just don't understand. So pick something easy. Pick something familiar. Start with the Gospel of John. Read a little bit of that before you go into work. Read a little bit of that before you commute. Sign up for a daily Bible verse on your email or whatever it is. But however you do it, be in the Word every single day. Second, be in prayer. Prayer is the other half of the divine conversation. Right, God speaks to us in the Word, and we speak to him through our prayers. Our gospel reading and our Old Testament reading this morning, both of them are about prayer. The Old Testament reminds us that God listens to prayer. He hears you. The gospel reading is Jesus teaching us how to pray. And if you're not sure how, if you don't know exactly how to pray, I heard something great this week that I'd never heard before. It's a great idea. You go through the Lord's Prayer and you are specific about every petition. So it might sound something like this: forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lord, help me forgive my brother. I can't believe what he did. I don't know how I could ever forgive him, but I know that you forgave me, even when I was unforgivable. So help me get there. Or maybe it would sound like this: give us this day our daily bread. God, give me what I need for today. And help me to receive it thankfully. Help me to be content with what I have instead of constantly complaining about what I don't. Be in prayer. Because God listens when you pray. And then last but not least is something that you're doing right now. Be in church. And be in church every single week. You know why? I mean, there's a lot of reasons why, but I'm going to give you two of them this morning that I think are extremely important. First of all, this is where the soil nourishes us most fully. This is where we not only hear the Word, but we literally eat the bread of life together. This is where God works on you. Yeah, you can read your Bible at home, that's true, but you come here and you hear it and you receive the body and blood of Christ. And second, this is where you connect to your Christian community. It was discovered a couple years back that trees don't just get nourished in the soil, they actually communicate in the soil as well. Apparently, they don't just eat, but they talk to each other. They send messages through the soil about things like dangers and things like food sources, and they protect each other. My friends in Christ, this is the community in which we grow. This is the community in which we are grounded in the same soil together as the body of Christ, as the ones that Jesus uses to warn fellow Christians about danger, to protect one another from whatever's coming, and to point one another to the Word that speaks to us. You ever thought about the fact that maybe somebody needs to see you in church? Maybe they need to talk to you Sunday morning? Maybe you're going to change somebody when you come here. This is the place where we grow and where we build one another up, where we eat the same bread and we drink the same wine and we drink the same body and eat the drink the same blood of Christ, and we grow together in the exact same soil. Let us live together in the exact same Jesus. Amen. And now may the peace that passes all understanding guard our hearts and our minds, keeping them steadfast in Christ Jesus. Amen.